Welcome to yet another edition of the Tom Green Podcast. It's been a few weeks. I know I've been pretty much out since week 18, and there's been a couple reasons. If you followed my Twitter, if you followed my Facebook, you followed my Instagram, I've experienced a couple of unexpected deaths in my life. The death of Joe McInerney and the death of Troy Grigg. It has been a hard couple of weeks. It has been a long couple of weeks, but here we are again, once again, recording this Tom Green Podcast because, well, we're so close to 10,000 hits, and we're so close to that 10,000 plays show that the show has to continue. There's got to be a Super Bowl preview. There's got to be the 10,000 seconds for 10,000 plays show. We have not forgotten about it. I kind of anticipated there would be kind of a lull in plays to start the year, and nonetheless, that indeed has happened. But here we are with two games that we get to preview for this championship Sunday, one of the best weekends in football. But before we talk about this weekend in football, we got to talk about last weekend in football. I mean, right away, the Bengals beat the Titans, and I was thinking to myself, there was no way Joe Burrow was going to come out of that with a victory. The Titans were destined to get to the Super Bowl, and now they have this number one seed. There was pretty much no way they were going to lose it, and Tennessee would be the team to beat the Chiefs. Lo and behold, that was not the case, as the Bengals won 19-16. McPherson said, guys, we're going to the AFC Championship. And nonetheless, indeed, it happened. Green Bay, the other number one seed. People were thinking, oh, they're going to beat Tampa Bay and they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I was thinking to myself, Tampa's winning the Super Bowl, and that's how I believe until they lose. Well, you'll find out how that went in just a second. But the 49ers and Robbie Gould said, not today, Aaron Rodgers. They win 13-10. The Rams held a big lead, 27-3. And it was blown, technically, because Tom Brady tied it up. But Matthew Stafford and Matt Gay said, we are not the Falcons, and won 30-27. And in the last game, we can talk about it for hours. The Chiefs, the Bills, Josh Allen, leaving the field with a 3-point lead and 13 seconds to play in the game, and walking away with an overtime loss. A lot of it was because of the coin toss. We've gotten word from Lewis Riddick that, oh, the defense had to play ball. The defense. I understand that, but look at this stat. There are 11 instances where a playoff game has gone to overtime since the new overtime rule was established. The winner of the coin toss in playoff overtime is 10-1. And don't quote me on this, but I believe all 10 times that the coin toss winning team has won was in the first drive of the game, of overtime. Now tell me, oh, it's the defense. And I realize I'm being slightly hypocritical because even I say defense wins championships. But if there are only two ways that the game can end in overtime on its first possession, an offensive touchdown or a defensive safety, it's still unfair. I realized a couple of years ago a lot of people in my shoes were saying, no, it is fair. Tom Brady won it. Well, still, the other team should get the ball in overtime. The only instance where we should see overtime and in its first possession, is on a defensive safety. I am now fully convinced of that. And don't even get me started about college overtime. It is, in my opinion, obscene. It is actually obscene that Penn State and Illinois went 9 overtimes. They played about as many plays as a single full NFL overtime of 10 minutes. I did some shorthand math, and I had figured that the amount of plays that Penn State and Illinois played in that 9 overtime game was about the same amount of plays as the NFL in one full 10-minute regular season overtime. I don't like the college overtime rules either. I don't like this start from the 25. Both teams get a possession. It's understandably good, but there needs to be a change there. There needs to be a hybrid overtime rule. And that's what I'm going to say in this show, the big thing. A hybrid overtime rule. And that hybrid overtime rule is, both teams get possession of the ball. The only way the game ends on its first possession is a defensive safety. If on the first possession, the team does not score, or the team scores 3, of course, or the team scores 7, the other side gets the ball with a chance to win. Now, technically, if the other team scores 7, they also do have a chance to win. Because if you can score 8 with a 2-point conversion and win in overtime. But nonetheless, that game, and yes, we can also talk about New England and Tom Brady in that 2019 game against Kansas City. We can mention that game as well, and I have. Those two games tell me, without a doubt, playoff overtime has to change. It has to change effective after the Super Bowl. It has to change effective next season. It has to change without any reasonable doubt. Bar none. That's what has to happen. Because the Bills should have had the ball in the overtime. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes scored 8 points himself in that first possession of overtime. And don't even get me started about Brittany Matthews and Jackson Mahomes. Don't even get me started about those two. I understand she wants to celebrate the way she wants, and it's just the annoying factor. That's all I'm going to say. I know I'll probably get blasted on Twitter a little bit for that opinion, but that's how I feel. It's just annoying. That's all. It's nothing personal. It's just they're annoying. And if you feel that way, I am with you. But that's also a reason. But I had to get that out there. And now we have to start with these two-game preview. Because I get on even more on a tangent. But it has to be said. Overtime has to change. And it has to change now. We saw the glaring example why. Now, give credit where it's due. I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce went backyard football with 13 seconds left with the season on the line. Let's give credit where it's due. This is not horrible Bills, because the Bills should have won this game. But Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce said, we're playing backyard football with 13 seconds left to play with the season on the line, and somehow they did it. So that has to be said as well. Moving to Championship Sunday. The first game, of course, the AFC, the Bengals taking on the Chiefs. As of Friday afternoon, the Chiefs are a 69.6% versus 30.4% favorite right now in passing yards. Joe Burrow, 4,611 yards, 34 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes, 4,839 yards, 37 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Advantage Mahomes by a slim margin. Joe Mixon, your leading rusher at 1,205 yards and 13 touchdowns. Darrell Williams, 558 yards and 6 touchdowns. Advantage Mixon by a lot more than just a little bit. Receiving yards, Ja'Marr Chase, 1,455 yards, 13 touchdowns. Tyreek Hill, 1,239 touchdowns, 9 touchdowns. 1,239 yards, that is. That'd be a lot of touchdowns over 1,239, and only 9 touchdowns. If Tyreek Hill were to have 1,239 touchdowns, then he's in the Hall of Fame before he even leaves the field. Advantage Jamar Chase, but not by a whole lot. As of about 3 p.m. Friday Eastern Time, the Chiefs are a 7-point favorite. The money line is minus 360 to Kansas City, plus 285 to Cincinnati. The over-under is 54.5. Your keys to this game. It's going to be a lot of backyard football. That's number one. It's going to be a lot of backyard football, and no doubt about it. If you see a lot of backyard football like Mahomes to Kelce, this game could be over by the end of the half. But you're not, because the Chiefs will run conventional plays. So will the Bengals. 54.5, I think, will go over. Keys to the game is turnovers. How many yards are Burrow and Mahomes going to put up? Who has the better running game? Because whoever has the better running game and can open up the pass has the better chance of winning in this game. I know we talk about the receivers. We talk about the defense. But the running game here is what's going to win this game. It's a little surprising for me to say, but if Mixon can get over 100 yards rushing, Cincinnati might win this game by 2 possessions. If the combination of Williams, Gore, Jerick McKinnon can get over 150 yards rushing, the Chiefs may blow out this game. But that's going to be a big key. It's an underrated key to both these teams, but it's going to be a key. Because we all know the talent and potential of Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has made 4 consecutive AFC title games, for goodness sake. So, that being said, we focus on the running game. Who has the better running game? I think Joe Mixon is the better running back, but the Kansas City Chiefs are the better running core. Kansas City wins, but not by the spread, 41-37. I think they do get revenge on Joe Burrow, even though a lot of us do not want Patrick Mahomes to win. It's not necessarily because of Patrick Mahomes. Notice how quiet he has been about the other two that I mentioned, the two people that I mentioned earlier in this show. Notice Patrick has been quiet about those two. It's for a reason. Nightcap. Rams and San Francisco. A rematch, the third time of an NFC Western Division rivalry. The Rams are a 59.4% favorite to 40.6% passing yards. Jimmy Garoppolo, 3,810 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks. Matthew Stafford, 4,886 yards, 41 touchdowns, 17 picks. Advantage Stafford. Mitchell, 963 yards, 5 touchdowns. Sony Michel, 845 yards, 4 touchdowns. Single running back, advantage Eli Mitchell. Running back core advantage Rams because of Cam Akers. Receiving yards, Deebo Samuel, 1,405 yards, 6 touchdowns. And, of course, Cooper Kupp. Do I need to mention his stats? Why don't I? The Triple Crown winner, 145 receptions, 1,947 yards, 16 touchdowns. As of 3 p.m. Friday, the Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. The money line is minus 180 to the Rams versus plus 155 to the San Francisco 49ers. The over-under is 45.5. So in this game, one thing is going to be dependent on crowd noise. Because the other time that this game was played at SoFi Stadium, Niners Nation pretty much took over. And it's starting to look like that again. And the reason is Frank Gore and Joe Staley have bought a lot of tickets for this game. And Niners fans show up. Let me tell you, we had seen it once already, why not see it twice? I'm going to read you a tweet of yours truly. Rams are already making it hard for 49er fans to get championship game tickets because they restricted it to LA County residents only at one time. And so I tweeted, they're afraid that the Niner party is going to take over SoFi, but they don't know that Shannon Farron already planned the Niner party months in advance. Shout out Shannon Farron. I'm sure Stormy Bonatoni would join in as well, was joined as well, if she wasn't in recovery from surgery as well. She had some surgery here a couple of weeks ago on her meniscus, I think. So prayers go out. Looks like she's doing fine. She's been updating the public recently every now and again. So prayers to Stormy. And I can already tell that Shannon's one that will probably buy a few tickets herself. She probably has already. So Niner Nation might be taking over. Just saying. Just saying. Nonetheless, as far as keys to this game, Garoppolo is going to have to play flawless. Even though Garoppolo has won multiple playoff games, as we've known, there's still that cloud of suspicion about, are they going to start Trey Lance? Are they going to start Trey Lance? Should they start Trey Lance? When should Trey Lance get in this game? There's that Trey Lance factor still in this Niner lineup. So Garoppolo is going to have to play a pretty effortless game, but he has help. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk. He's got the talent that he needs with those four. Now it also is dependent on what defense shows up, too. As for the Rams, the key to winning this game is, one, you better hope your fans show up, because they didn't in Week 18. And guess what? They lost. And they could lose again. Running game goes, Cam Akers is back. Still not completely back, but Cam Akers is still back. And of course, you got Cooper Kupp, the Triple Crown winner. So the Stafford and Kupp connection gets going real well. The Rams could win this game and cover the spread. But you know what? I'm going to pick the upset here. I'm going to pick the 49ers to win by 3. 23-20. For some reason, they just have... Kyle Shanahan has just had Sean McVay's number. And I think it's going to happen again. Now, Rams fans really hope I'm wrong. Alex DeWitt hopes I'm wrong. And I get it. But for some reason, I think the Niners are going to win this game. Simply because Kyle Shanahan has had Sean McVay's number multiple times. When does it stop? Does it stop now? We shall see. So my Super Bowl right now is a rematch of the last NFL football game before COVID hit. Chiefs and Niners. And who knows if the Niners win this time. But right now, I have the Chiefs, I have the Niners, an all-red Super Bowl coming to Los Angeles, to SoFi Stadium. So with that said, I'm back for now in the podcasting business. Been doing the Tribune Sports Podcast for the past few weeks now, enjoying that. But nonetheless, I had to come back and do some Championship Sunday picks because, well, the public is waiting. They need their picks. I have them. Enjoy Championship Sunday, everybody. Enjoy it.